Hello and welcome to this Play to Win Bingo audio review from us here at BingoSites.tv. This audio review focuses on more the technical elements, say around withdrawal rules, depositing, rather than anything to do with the design and look and feel, as that can be found in our behind the scenes video review. Now, when it comes to making a deposit, the minimum deposit that you can make is £10 and the maximum is £500, and that will be enough to actually trigger the deposit bonus itself. Making a deposit is very easy. Basically, from anywhere in this sort of lobby area, you can see deposit at the top of the screen. On the left hand side, you can see banking. Either way, what happens is once you click on that, you'll be taken to a screen where everything is on one page. So how much you wish to deposit, entering your banking card details and the type of deposit bonus that you want to accept. Now, if you do accept a deposit bonus, there is a wagering requirement that is attached to that, and that is 4 times the amount you deposit plus the amount of bonus that you actually received. Now, when it comes to making a withdrawals can only be done by those players who are real money players and have actually deposited a minimum of £10. Withdrawals themselves can only be requested once every 5 days, and proof of ID must be provided before you actually make that withdrawal itself. The minimum amount you can withdraw is £30. In terms of safety and licensing, then that's all okay, as it is licensed and regulated in the Isle of Man, which of course means it falls under the jurisdiction of the UK Gambling Commission, so is therefore classed as being whitelisted. In terms of software wise, then Play to Win uses Cozy Game software and is part of the Live Bingo network itself, and it was first launched back in 2009. So thanks for listening to this Play to Win Bingo audio review from us here at BingoSites.tv.